Thank you so much for talking to me today. I guess, first of all, if you could just introduce yourself, please.
Henry Gibson Dan, but known through my music is Seaman Dan.
So you're a senior man now, and you have a background in working in the maritime industry as a deep water pearl shell diver and boat skipper. So you've obviously spent your life on the sea.
Yes.
And now that you've come up to your eighth album, which is pretty amazing, I'm reading your bio and it says you only really started music in your 70th year. Do you want to talk a bit about how it led to you performing music?
In my, going to a convent school here on Thursday Island, and Mum Dan had to escort a young girl, crippled girl, to Brisbane, and she left her in Brisbane in safe hands at the hospital, and she caught the ship back to Cairns, then up to Jersey Island. And while she was down there, she heard Tex Borton singing. So she bought one of his 78 records and also a wind-up gramophone. She came home and played Tex Borton record. And his favorite, my favorite song that he was singing was, "I'll be hanged if they're gonna hang me." And I used to be able to yodel then too, as an 80-year-old. He was my favorite singer. So that's how my music started, from him, from there.
So you've travelled a lot around the northern sort of areas of Australia in your younger years, but you've also probably seen a bit more of Australia as well, haven't you?
Oh, yes. With Dr. Carl, my producer, when we met and got together, we performed in different places. We went down to Adelaide Festival and went over to Broome, performed in Darwin, and we went overseas. 2005, went overseas to Japan, sang Old Ti, My Beautiful Home, in Japan.
And how was that?
Oh, really nice. It was really good. In 2006, we traveled over to Hawaii. And it was nice in Hawaii also.
Because you've got some hula in your music, so you've got a few different styles in your music. So with your travels, have you incorporated some of those countries that you've traveled to? Did you incorporate those styles of music in your music before you went there, or was that afterwards?
Afterwards, yeah.
Hmm.
Yes.
So you've mixed up blues, hula, slow jazz, folk, and, of course, Torres Strait Islander music. So do you want to talk a little bit about some of your influences as a child, like growing up and listening to music from the islands?
Yes, we'll being a Torres Strait Islander, our lifestyle comes first. And what we learn as we travel to different places, we incorporate a bit of that into our island style music, you know. And it sounds a little bit different then, makes it sound different.
One of my favourite songs that you covered was Pearly Shells. It reminds me of my grandparents. And
being an ex-pearl diver, that was always my favourite song, Pearly Shells. Yes.
Yeah, it's a favourite one of mine and my grandmother as well.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, it's beautiful. And so you've got a new album out, An Old Man of the Sea. You want to talk about this new album for us, please?
Yes. Dr. Carl, my producer, and he's a great influence in my singing career. And I always listen, take his advice and listen to what he says. First thing he says, Seaman Dan, he said, make sure you pronounce your T's, your P's and your S's. I said, thank you, Dr. Carl. You got to listen to your master, your producer, and we never go wrong.
So you've got a track called Walking Frame Blues.
Oh, that's a nice one, the nice jazzy one. You wrote that, Dr. Carl wrote that, and it's about my walking frame, red walking frame that I have. Yeah. Catchy tune, that.
Catchy tune. So it's a lovely album. It celebrates, obviously, your senior years and also looks at some of the challenges as well.
Yes, yes. Now, there's two other songs there in that new album, Hook, Line and Plastic. It's about that one is about the plastic floating in the ocean. And Old Man Blues, I think that's the last one on the album, that's about this Old Man Blues.
Positivity, though, isn't it?
Yes, that's true.
When you talk about Hook, Line and Plastic, obviously it's a big issue.
It is.
For all of us, plastic in the oceans, and in your time and in your life, you would have seen, you know, beautiful parts of the ocean, and you would have also seen...
Like plastic. And Dr. Carl said, oh, well, we'll write this song. Well, he said, I'll write it and you sing it. It's about plastic in the ocean, you being an ex-pearl diver. It's all the lines suit that.
Yeah, it's a good message for all of us, isn't it? You know,
that's true. Good message for all of us.
And you've also got Love Letters in the Sand. There's always got to be a love song in there, doesn't there?
Well, being an ex-pearl diver, you know. When you have your time ashore, that's your time ashore. You'd forget about pearl diving then.
That's lovely. It's not only an album that our elders can appreciate, and I'm sure a lot of elders will appreciate it, but us younger ones too, because, you know, it makes us remember from you a time and the sounds of your music that have memories for all of us.
That's quite true, yes. It takes us back, yes, a long way back.
I wanted to ask you about something that you're very well known to say is steady, steady. Can you talk about that and help us to understand that message, especially in the times that we're in now? Everything's gone so fast. Can you help us to understand what that means for you?
Well, that's what I always tell my boys, my deckies and my young divers on the pearl vessel that I'm skipper of. Don't rush us, boys. Steady, steady. Then you know you don't make any mistakes, and everything comes into line. And you don't, makes you realize and make you remember things so you don't forget. So go steady, steady. Yes.
I might leave it at that unless there's anything else that you'd like to say.
Oh, up here it's a nice, bright, sunny day. And please, everyone, have a very nice day. You too, my girl. Have a nice day.